Welcome to the Your Creativity Podcast. We have long-form conversations featuring incredible creatives from all walks of life, sharing their unique journeys and more with our quirky panel of hosts, featuring Dylan Mazziotti, Steve Hatch, Terry Burden, and Jessica Richardson.
Welcome back, everybody, where you've got another grouping of the Studio C cast, past and present. I think this is the most experienced grouping of the interviews because, Stacey, you were there at the beginning, and Dalton, you've been here since season six, plus or minus?
Season eight, so that's been a long time.
Wow, season eight?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah, 7 years.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Lost some hair since then.
Haven't we all? I know. Yeah. I have a Costco membership now, and I take multivitamins. I never did that.
Those are good milestones, yeah.
I just shave. I just, like, the weird patterns. So I'm like, I'm just gone.
And it works.
Welcome to Baldcast. Briefly, we'll just start out just your background in sketch comedy before coming on Studio C. Dalton, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I think this is true for a lot of people. I did sketch at BYU Divine Comedy, so that's just the sketch troupe at BYU. So I did that for a couple years before joining Studio C. And then before that, I was interested in comedy. I did some stand-up in high school, and I was just interested in newspaper comics. That's actually what I wanted to do, but man, that is very difficult to break into. So then in college, I started getting into sketch, and that was really fun. Yeah.
And then the show and beyond.
Yeah.
There's going to be a renaissance of the newspaper comics. It's going to come back, and you're going to be ready.
The people are wanting more
you're
Dilbert.
Gonna be ready.
Oh, Dilbert's not the right one to choose right now. Yeah. Kathy?
And for me, it's actually really similar to Dalton. I started in, after I got back from an LDS mission, I got into this sketch comedy group because I auditioned for a friend in college, got into Divine Comedy, did that for a couple of years, and then Studio C was created out of that. And it just, every step of the way, I've been like, you know what, I'm going to leave it as soon as it stops making sense. And honestly, it hasn't made sense the whole time, and I keep doing it. And from, you know, Divine Comedy to Studio C to... We left and started our own company called JK Studios. Now we've made sitcoms and have a movie coming out. It just feels like this whole process has been so fun and so, like, rewarding, and we've grown so much.
Mm-hmm. One of the questions I have that one of my regular co-hosts gave is sketches that you've been part of that went viral. What are some of those that have surprised you?
All of them. Anytime something goes viral, it's like they like that one.
Yeah, it always seems like the ones that I'm like so precious about. It's like no one cares a bit.
Like the Scott Sterling one is an example. I think a lot of people. I think it's like the biggest Studio C sketch, right? And we made that one, and we were like, oh, it'll be fun, and we like tweaked it and threw some commentary in it, and then ESPN is picking it up, and Conan O'Brien's talking about it, and we are like, what is happening? Like, the jerseys, if you look at the jerseys, they're just like tape over the wrong names. That's how much we were like, we'll just see what happens, and then it goes big.
Yeah. I think a lot of those biggest ones, especially from early on, is like, oh, I think the Crayon Song is a great sketch. But it's like, you probably weren't thinking like, oh, I hope this one is the one that the whole world sees, you know?
If they see us, I hope they know that we are a bunch of anthropomorphic crayons just living our best lives.
Speaking of Conan, you went on the Conan show to talk about Studio C with Matt.
Yeah.
What was that like? I'm a huge Conan
fan. We're in L.A., right? We're just in L.A. We're pitching movies, right? We're getting excited about JK Studio stuff. And Conan O'Brien walks up to this restaurant we're in, and everyone's like, no one look. Conan O'Brien's walking up. He walks up and stops, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, we're in his way. People start scrambling a little bit like ants, and Conan's like, are you Studio C? And we were like, excuse me? Like, this is a dream.
I guess.
Yeah, I know exactly. He's huge. The man is massive, and we are all tiny people. I'm like a pretty average size in the cast at 5'6", so we're travel size. And Conan O'Brien's like, I love what you do. I love your writing. I love your comedy. And we were just blown away that Conan O'Brien, he wrote for Saturday Night Live, the sketch comedy group, has a show where he's just known for hilarity, is a fan of our work. Isn't that wild?
That's cool.
That's wild. Our work. You're part of that too.
Yeah.
Don't act like
I was
not.
Always thinking that like the Conan incident happened right before the incident, as though that's a horrible thing.
We never recovered.
Yeah, I always thought about that. I was like, he didn't talk about you guys once I came on, so I was like, he probably knew, but who knows? Oh, I still don't know what 100%. Conan thinks of me. You know,
he found it from his son sharing it at school with some of his buddies. And then he found it and was like, oh, my gosh, these guys can write, which I was like, I'm like gagging thinking of it now. And then that's what I like. So Conan O'Brien talked about us. And then we got reached out to by NBC to be part of a comedy show called Bring the Funny. And we were like, you know, we exist. Like, what is this? And it's like, I don't know. It's like pretty encouraging that like the work you're doing here with BYU TV is being seen by a lot of people. It's like people are consuming it and liking it.
Guest hosts. There's been guest hosts over the years. You guys have Will Forte, part of Keenan.
Oh yeah, we did. I was gonna say, I was like, I don't know if we had any guest hosts. We got we had like the one guest host before y'all started jumping into more guest hosts.
Yeah, I think that was like the one big like testing it out with with Keenan. And Keenan was so great.
Oh
yeah, he was well, and he did Bring the Funny too, right? That, I think that was like one of your connections to
we
that.
We were trying to keep it on the hush hush because with our company JK Studios, we went on Bring the Funny, and it was kind of by a different name. So I think if people ever looked up Keenan and JK Studios, they wouldn't see much. But we had performed with them in Studio C. And so I think we were like, let's not tip the judges off that we know one of the judges. Not that that would have swayed anything.
It's really fun having guest hosts, though. Like, Will Forte is the nicest man I've probably met. He was so, so sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my wife was pregnant at the time, and they had a new baby, and they're like, oh, we need to get together and have the babies hang out and stuff like that. Well, you know, just so such a nice guy.
Babies hanging out is such a vibe. Just like chit-chatting about life.
Babies hanging out, it turns out, is just hanging out next to each other. But it's fine. It's a good excuse to get people hanging out. John Heater, he was so nice, and a BYU alum, too. He worked on Napoleon Dynamite while he either just graduated from BYU or was there. So it was fun having him back here and was seeing how everything changed and stuff like that. And a lot of people that have been on the show before are kind of guest hosting now in this current season. So I think that's really
people who are doing like some really cool things. Like y'all have had like how many guest hosts this season?
I think like every show. Yeah, probably that.
Wow.
Like and I guess if we count you guys, that like doubles it.
Are we guest hosts? We're all like giving one big monologue together.
Yeah, I guess
all
maybe not guest hosts, but like, you know.
I've just been very impressed with everyone. I was telling Dalton, it's so cool to like, we were part of the inception of the show. When we first performed, it was like, we had the black floor because we couldn't afford to put anything down. And we had just knickknacks hung on the wall as part of a set. And now it's to see this like really awesome cast doing really cool things, guest hosts, and like just solid work, man. Thanks, I'm impressed.
Man, I just love having you guys back here. It's really cool just seeing like 7 years ago, it was just like a random kid that you guys wanted to take a chance on. Just a kid from Brooklyn, you know, like from Reno. Dang it. That's even worse.
I love this like budding like rom-com story. This kid that who just took a chance on life and he finds love and, you know, has some struggles but grows a lot. That's you, Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
The real protagonist of Studio C is Dalton Johnson. There we go. Man, I love it.
I'm very curious about the logistics tonight because these, you know, two big, huge casts combined tonight. So, yeah. You guys probably can't give anything away and time's up, but.
Oh, we'll spoil it all.
Yeah, we're happy to.
What do you
want to
know, Dylan? I mean, simply put, though, that, like, this show is a well-oiled machine and it's been going on for so long that I think, even though this is massive, cast of 18, they're well prepared. The crew is really tight. The producers really got it together. And we've been working together in some form or fashion for a while, too. So I think all those things combine to create like a pretty powerful experience for people.
Yeah. And I think like it's just a really rare thing to be able to see. Of course, SNL does a great job with live sketches and stuff. But there's so few live sketch shows out there that I think even heaven forbid you're not a fan of the show, you should come see a live show because it is so fun. Just to see like sets come in and out and stuff, the logistics is really cool to see. And a lot of my family, like sometimes they've been like, didn't say anything about the sketches, but we're like, did you see the sets? Did you see how they were like screwing things in and then taking it out? And I was like, did you like the stuff we performed?
Like, yeah. But did you see the sets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love when on SNL when they show the behind the scenes of them pulling the sets away. It's just nuts.
It's incredible. Yeah.
All right. Well, time's up. The next group is chomping at the bit. So okay. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks so much.
Look forward to seeing tonight.
The podcast is done, man.